All right, welcome to it loud and proud. Hour number three, as promised, we're taking the gloves off, rolling up the sleeves and getting to it here. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, you're far more likely to die from your fork than anyone with a gun. 1,500 people today will die in America from the effects of obesity. And I'm sad to say America's getting fatter by the hour. I mean, look around. Number two, the panic in Detroit is with the United Auto Workers Union, with Gary Jones presenting huge problems in the middle of a General Motors strike. Jones facing a pile of federal charges. He may not be included in talks going forward with other automakers. And number one, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services warning the public to be aware of a dangerous virus spread by mosquitoes that can kill you if you get bit. In fact, football games being canceled in Southwest Michigan, and there's more. And there's more, because this is a devastating illness. Eastern equine encephalitis, known as triple E. Triple E. One man, in fact, a Michigan artist, died after he contracted the rare Eastern equine encephalitis virus from a mosquito bite. Went from being perfectly healthy to brain dead in just 9 days. His name, Greg McChesney. Greg McChesney was 64 years old, lived in Kalamazoo County. He died in August following a 9-day illness. The third person to die so far in Southwest Michigan from the mosquito-borne illness. His brother, Mark McChesney, told News 8 that Greg was perfectly healthy, happy. And within a matter of 9 days, he went from being perfectly healthy to brain dead. All of a sudden, he had a seizure. The next thing you know, he's in the ER, and he never came out of it. He never came out of it. So the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, in a news release this week, warned the public to avoid outdoor activities at dusk and encouraged local leaders in 8 counties to postpone any outdoor events because of the risk of what is called triple E. Those 8 counties are Barry, Berrien, Cass, Genesee, Kalamazoo, Lapeer, St. Joe, and Van Buren. We're taking this really seriously. And the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is taking it very seriously, it seems. The number of cases of triple E that have been confirmed so far, 7, 3 dead. Worst outbreak since 2002. It's a rare disease. Not sure why it's out there this year, but it is. And Wheaton wasn't sure when the last time something like this had been issued as far as a health warning. But down there in Southwest Michigan, they are canceling football games and such. Kalamazoo County Health Officer Jim Rutherford said in an interview with M Live that the county has notified school superintendents in the area to postpone evening activities, if not possible, to advise attendees to dress in long clothing and wear insect repellent. Serious stuff. You know, seriously. I mean, talking about losing the lottery, that's what that is. Repellent, repellent, repellent. That's the news being spread out there. The other counties not connected, Genesee, Lapeer, St. Joe counties, all being put on the state's advisory because the virus has been confirmed in deer or horses in those areas. So Eastern equine encephalitis can be carried by deer, horses, and by people. You can survive it. But I don't think you want to give that a try. We're going to stay on top of this story. Obviously, it's developing. It's developing, and it's an important one to take care of and to make sure that you guys are healthy out there. So be aware of that. Wear the repellent. Don't hang out at dusk. Don't get into mosquito-thick areas. Be careful. Talks are continuing. This is now day 4 of the strike against General Motors by the UAW. More than 50 plants affected across the country. Almost 50,000 workers idled by this strike. Problems in Tennessee, where strikers got in the way of delivery vehicles at a plant there. Several arrested. Some small arguing and yelling matches and skirmishes back and forth in different places, but Tennessee people have been arrested. Meanwhile, in a meeting last Friday, of the UAW's governing International Executive Board, the heads of the unions for Ford Motor Company and Fiat Chrysler raised questions over whether or not their teams would bargain with their respective companies if Gary Jones were there, if Gary Jones were there because he's the president of the union and he is under investigation by the FBI. His home has been raided. It's all part of an in-depth federal investigation into corruption by the UAW, accusations of dues monies being used on luxury items and homes and trips and parties. And I guess it's kind of a mutiny that's brewing. Vice President Roy Gamble and Vice President Cindy Estrada, heads of the UAW's Ford and FCA departments, suggest a fissure is appearing in the union's 14-member governing board. One side believes the implication of Jones in a union corruption investigation makes him a liability in bargaining, undercuts his ability to lead, and exposes the union to potential federal oversight. Well, then, if that's the case, let him take a leave of absence. Let Gary Jones take a leave of absence. These accusations are quite serious, aren't they? Meanwhile, a UAW spokesman, Brian Rothenberg, said yesterday he's, quote, checked with the Ford negotiating team and the FCA negotiating team, and it's not true that they would not bargain with the automakers if Jones remains president. But he did not go into detail. For now, the potentially powerful protest would appear to be on hold because the UAW GM Bargaining Committee is under the tutelage of the vice president of the UAW. 49,200 workers at General Motors have left the building, if you will, have left the building. So the strike drags on to day number 4. And again, I wonder, what's the play here? Everybody watching thought that General Motors had put forth a pretty strong offer to the union. It included 5,400 plus new jobs, increases in salary, better health benefits, if that's even possible. I mean, the health benefits at GM, from what I've seen and heard, are pretty darn good. One of the hangups, of course, that they would be asking the rank and file workers to pay a little bit more into their health care. Currently, they pay 4% of their health care, 4%. GM asking them to chip in a little bit more. The cost of health care out of control in this country, and it's hurting companies like GM. GM also talked about bringing an all-electric pickup truck to the Hamtramck plant in Detroit, and dedicating the Lordstown, Ohio plant to making batteries, which would be the first unionized battery production operation anywhere in North America, which would be a first. And it would reopen the Lordstown plant, which was idled recently when the Chevy Cruze was taken offline because cars aren't selling and SUVs are. It would also help the president tremendously as he's talked about the Lordstown plant specifically and how important it is to Ohio. So all of those things were put forth. I don't know if they survived the negotiation of the strike, but I certainly hope so for the people there. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. It's the Steve Greer Show. We'll take a break and be right back.
September is weight loss and body contouring month at Wyckoff Wellness, and it's your chance to drop pounds, lose inches, save some money, and find the new you. In September, save 20% on their HCG and ketogenic weight loss programs and save 20% off Virju body contouring and cellulite reduction packages. Wyckoff Wellness is here to help you reach your weight loss and body contouring goals, and September is the best time to get started and save 20%. Call 517-333-7270 or go to Wyckoff Wellness.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why We're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
I'm